Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello and welcome to today's Best Kept Business Secret podcast. I'm your host, Mark Ford. And here is a warning, because here come several statements of the blindingly obvious. So please forgive me, because we're all different and we're only human. Nobody's perfect, although I'm close. But some days we behave and perform better than others. Today's podcast is talking about your behaviour. But right after, a quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Okay, so this podcast is quite from the heart at the moment. Seem to be doing a lot of this work with a lot of my clients. So I thought I'd share some of this stuff with you. And let's be fair, I can't imagine many of you taking any issue with what I said prior to the word from our sponsor, unless it's to question why I'm bothering to state such bloody obvious truths. Well, I'm stating these truths about our human frailty because as brand owners, we, you and I both need to come to terms with another rather brutal truth, which is nobody else gives a damn how you feel today. Well, of course, the people who love you care about how you feel. Of course they do. And they will, to a degree, at least from time to time, cut you a bit of slack and forgive you your downright grumpiness, tardiness, abruptness, forgetfulness, clumsiness, ineptitude, and downright stupidity. But your customers won't. And indeed, they shouldn't forgive any of those things. You will, if you followed any of my advice previously, be well on the way to creating in your customers' minds and most importantly their hearts a picture of what your brand and your business is about, what it means, and what they are entitled to expect from it. Now, if you allow your human frailties, your moods, your weariness, your troubles, or your anxieties to get between you and your brand and your customer, you can do some significant and lasting damage. Now, let me give you some specifics here. Have you ever been in a cafe or a little restaurant or a family-owned hotel or bar where you've witnessed the owner stroke manager absolutely giving a junior member of staff a real old-fashioned bollocking? Now, I'm sure you've seen and you've heard something like that more than once. So what impression does it leave with you? Does it make you think that the owner is passionate about their brand? Or are you impressed by the diligence and commitment to customer service that the owner is demonstrating by letting rip at the poor spotty teenager? Nope, I genuinely thought not. Much more likely that your sympathies are with the person being told off. We sympathise with an underdog. It is human nature. Even if we recognise shortcomings in that teenager's performance or that person's performance, we take absolutely no pleasure in those being exposed or criticised in front of us. Instinctively, we know that is not the way to handle staff. And deep inside, we also recognise that the scenario actually demonstrates more about the weaknesses of the brand owner than their personal strengths. Now, we suspect that the brand owner has let some personal factors, maybe just plain old stress, basically command their behaviour. And that doesn't make us feel more positive about them or, by association, their branding. Months or even years of positive brand experience can be undone by a brand owner's behaviour. And remember, it doesn't have to be the actual owner of the business. It could be a member of your senior team undoing all your hard work. Just think, Oxfam. And it isn't only if you are in direct contact with those customers, clients, or the media that your behaviour matters. Behaviour from the things that you say, even when you're behind a closed door, or even the way you breathe, possibly, can and definitely does have an effect on your brand. How? Well, through the way that your behaviour impacts on your team or the people around you. I've known several businesses where the anxieties and pressures felt by owners have had a daily impact on the staff team. The behaviour of the bosses has not always been negative, but it was frequently unpredictable. Predictability, hang on, let me rephrase this. Predictably unpredictable, if you like. And unpredictability can be almost as bad as downright consistent negativity. You know the scenario. Staff get so attuned to it that they can tell by the way the boss sighs as he enters a room whether it's going to be a glass half full day or a glass half empty one. And the knowledge quickly spreads around the office, the factory, the restaurant, the shop, wherever. They'll start saying, "Watch out, bloody hell, he's in a bad mood today." Or, "Blimey." Nobody says blimey. They'll go, "Good God." "Good God, that's very British, isn't it? Blimey," or "Good God." They'll go, "Good God, he's very jolly today. I wonder what's happened. Did he get his leg over?" Something like that. Sure, you are the boss. Of course, you are going to feel anxious and stressed some of the time. You've got money worries. You've got the marketing to plan sort out. You've got new products or services to think through, or maybe you've just had a bloody great row with your teenage son or your partner before you got to work. But here's the tough truth, and it is a tough truth, ladies and gentlemen. You are the brand owner. In some fancy marketing books, you'd be referred to as the chief brand protagonist. I have actually got a book which says that, a chief brand protagonist. That's a big responsibility, apparently. Chief brand protagonist means you are the leading player in the drama that is your brand story. You cannot, you must not ever let your personal stresses, anxieties, fears, or other negative feelings impact on your team any more than on your customers. And before I leave this topic, remember the unpredictable moods are potentially just as damaging. It's when you're overexcited and over-optimistic that you will make the decisions that you will later regret. Never make a decision under stress. It's always going to be a bad one. Chasing after unsound opportunities that happen to cross your desk, or treating a particular person in a way to others that would appear to be favouritism. Or setting a precedent by over-servicing a particular client or customer. Now, I am not suggesting for one second that you turn into a robot. I am not trying to deny your feelings as a human being. In fact, quite the opposite. This podcast is more about the emotional side of branding as much as any other aspect, I guess. Brands are about meanings and feelings far more than they are about the rational. But it is precisely for this reason that it is so important for you, as your brand owner, the brand leader, the chief brand protagonist, there you are, thought I'd get back in again, to manage your own emotional state when you're in any sense on duty, and therefore to ensure that your behaviour adds to your brand's value and doesn't ever so gradually, ever so poisonously undermine it. In the end, in many senses, you are your brand. what you do really, really matters. Now, it's absolutely true that you should be living your brand. You should be absolutely all over it, whether it's offline or online. So I'm just going to give you a few hints here on how you can check yourself against your own brand. So first, remind yourself of what your brand values are. Now, just remind yourself of your brand positioning statement. And don't be embarrassed. I can't always remember mine either. Now, with your values and your brand positioning firmly in your mind, think about these aspects of your behaviour and ask yourself if they routinely or even occasionally undermine your brand. Be very honest with yourself and consider each question individually for a few moments. Now, if you've got a pen and paper, I would love you to write your answers down, no matter how briefly. Writing is actually a behaviour, and it is much harder to deceive yourself when you write things down than it is if you just read or listen to questions and just blurt out the answers. It gives you time to think and take ownership. So I want you to think about the way you talk to underperforming staff, colleagues, or even underperforming suppliers. I want you to think about the way you deal with clients, customers who need to speak to you unexpectedly. I want you to think about the way you handle disappointing news about your business. It could be increased costs, lower sales numbers, key members of staff handing their notice in. How do you handle that disappointing news? I want you to think about how you start your day after a rather rubbish breakfast time. Maybe the kids have been playing up, or you've got a personal issue or something like that. How do you let it affect how you set up the rest of your day? I want you to think about how you respond to long-awaited or unexpected good news. Do you celebrate it? But do you over-celebrate it? I want you to understand your behaviour when it comes to your response to an unsolicited opportunity that looks really exciting or potentially too good to be true. I want you to think about the way you respond to your success team who have openly disagree with a decision or an opinion that you've put forward. I want you to think about the emotional signals that you give off by the way that you smile or don't when you greet people in the morning or even pick up the phone. Yes, the phone. Do you smile when you're talking to people at the other end of the phone? I also want you to think about your body language. Your body language when you're talking face to face to clients, customers and your staff. Think about all those questions. Do they reflect your brand? Do they reflect the best version of you and your business? And if they don't, what can you do about it? So this podcast is like turning into a bit of therapy for you and your brand and your business. Now, to conclude it, I want you to ask yourself these few specific and challenging questions. And again, to get most from this exercise, actually genuinely write down your answers. Is it true that you sometimes let your anxieties, stresses, or just plain bad bloody mood affect the way that you deal with your staff and or your customers? And if so, how are you going to avoid those negative impacts in the future? Is it true that your actual physical tone of voice sometimes betrays your emotions, either by showing anxiety, anger or gloom, or even unexplained optimism or overexcitedness? And if so, how are you going to manage those unintentioned brand messages in the future? And is it true that your non-verbal behaviour, i.e. from the way you open and shut a door, to the way you walk around, to the way you stand, or even sigh, or even laugh, Do they betray your inner feelings, which may be completely at odds with your brand messages that you actually want to give out? And if so, how can you manage those behaviours in future? Your behaviour of any kind matters so much to the integrity of your brand. You and your brand are not different, and that is never truer for the small brand. I believe that good and great brands are essentially positive and optimistic constructs. In other words, they are created by people who, at least at the moment of their creation, believe that the world is essentially a really positive place and that positive outcomes are possible and even likely. And if that's true, then by hook or by crook, it's absolutely vital for you as your brand leader to maintain that sense of positivity and optimism and reflect that in all your behaviour, online as well as offline. And that's it for this podcast. I hope you're finding these podcasts helpful. If you are, please, 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 in a slightly begging fashion, give us a review on iTunes. If you think they're rubbish, keep your mouth shut. It's fine. It's all good. But if you love them, please go and give me a review on iTunes. I really, really appreciate it. Get in touch. Come and find us. Come and find us on the Facebook community. It's under The Best Kept Business Secret, or come and find Mark Ford, MBA. And I'll be happy to say hi and hear about how you are building your business and having your best year ever. Until next time, speak soon, carry on, be brilliant, take care, bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.